All right, we are here outside the box office at the MGM Grand Garden Arena here in sunny Las Vegas, Nevada, ahead of UFC 197, which features two world championship bouts. Not that you'd know much about it this week, because the whole town has been overtaken by Conor McGregor mania yet again, despite the fact that the Irishman isn't even in town. He's in Iceland right now, training supposedly for his UFC 200 fight with Nate Diaz, but everything changed this week after a cryptic tweet from Conor McGregor suggested that he may have retired from the sport. It then transpired that he had been pulled from the fight card for UFC 200, and that led to the rather cryptic tweet that we saw midweek this week. After that, we saw Dana White appear on national television here in the US on ESPN and then on Fox Sports to explain the decision and explain that Conor McGregor had decided he didn't want to do the promotional work this week here in Las Vegas. For weigh-in day here in Las Vegas, they held a big press conference to launch UFC 200. There was one notable absentee. That notable absentee was Conor McGregor. He had refused to make the trip. And as a result, the UFC took the decision to pull him from the fight card. So we now find ourselves in a position where UFC 200, as it stands, does not have a main event. What we will probably find out later today is that we may find a replacement one after tonight, which brings us back to the main card here at UFC 197. And the main event of the evening, featuring former UFC light heavyweight champion and pound for pound number one fighter on the planet, John Bones Jones, who returns to the sport after almost a year out with legal problems. He takes on Ovince St. Preux in the main event for the UFC Interim Light Heavyweight Championship of the World. If he is successful and picks up that championship belt, there is every chance that they will match him up with the full champion, Daniel Cormier, who was supposed to face Jones this weekend but had to pull out due to an injury. And the plan would be for Jones and Cormier to meet in a title unification fight and a huge rematch at UFC 200. That would appear to be the backup plan right now. Of course, there is the chance of a spoiler here. Ovince St. Preux is a very dangerous contender in the UFC light heavyweight division. He's very unorthodox. He's big for 205 pounds and he hits hard. He hits from very unorthodox angles and he's a dangerous guy to face and a very difficult guy to prepare for, especially when you're taking him on at only 2 weeks' notice. So it's going to be a very tricky test for John Bones Jones, dealing with the layoff, dealing with getting back under the lights again for the first time in a long time, and dealing with a very tricky, unorthodox opponent. It's going to make for fascinating viewing in the main event tonight. But that's not the only championship battle we have on the card tonight. The co-main event features the UFC flyweight championship with champion Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson looking to make the 8th defense of his title when he takes on Olympic gold medal winning wrestler Henry Cejudo. Henry Cejudo, the youngest gold medalist in US Olympic history, has made great strides as a mixed martial artist to the point that he's now the number one contender in the UFC's 125-pound division. He is absolutely driven, determined, focused and convinced that he's got Demetrius Johnson's number. Many people think Demetrius might well be the pound-for-pound number one. It's between him and Jones. So what we're seeing tonight are the two top pound-for-pound fighters on the planet. But Cejudo thinks he can get the job done here at Las Vegas MGM Grand this evening. It's going to make for fascinating viewing. As I say, we've got some other great fights on the card. The standout fight for me is the lightweight battle between former UFC lightweight champion of the world Anthony Showtime Pettis and Brazilian Muay Thai ace Edson Barboza. Barboza is one of the most vicious strikers you'll find in any weight division anywhere in mixed martial arts. He takes on Anthony Showtime Pettis, former world champion, owner of one of the most spectacular pieces of highlight reel footage anywhere on the internet, the famous Showtime kick that he delivered to Benson Henderson back in their WEC days, and that's going to be one to look out for on that main card. There is British interest on this event. British welterweight Danny Roberts from Liverpool takes on non-stop action-packed Dominique Steele, one of the best or worst nicknames in mixed martial arts, depending on your view. They're gonna throw down on the televised prelims. You'll be able to watch those from 1 a.m. on BT Sport 2. The main main card kicks off 3 a.m. on BT Sport 2. UFC 197, I know it's been about Conor this week, but trust me, this whole fight card has flown under the radar, and we have got some great fights in store. Two world championships and the two best pound-for-pound fighters in the world, including the long-awaited comeback of Jonny Bones Jones. Do not miss this. 1 a.m. BT Sport 2. Check it out.